Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. Good to have you with us here. It is Wednesday, which means if you take a peek, it's what's happening inside the city paper. And this week we talk with Lisa McRae, who is a writer and associate editor of the Baltimore City Paper. Lisa, good to have you with us.
Hi, good to be here.
Best in Baltimore time.
Yes, crazy time.
For you all, because you have to put that paper out. But
yes.
So and WEA got a little bit there, but Rise of Charm City actually got a Best in Baltimore, didn't it?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, Stacia's great. Like, I thought that I was just going to be like, oh, you know, this is stuff that we know. But because she's such a great storyteller, I think she's able to kind of flip things and engage even people who've been driving past, say, you know, the Roller Rink or Druid Hill Park for years and years.
Right. So what stands out to you in this issue?
I think the best thing, just because there's so many things to complain about here, I think this is a really good time to highlight all the people who just have, like, amazingly giving hearts in this city. Like, you know, Best Baltimorean was Shorty Davis, who, if you've been to any protest, you've seen him and his stuffed dog, and you've probably seen him pushing that big old grill that he has, and he's cooking for everybody, and he's just awesome. We've got Erica Austin Buck, who's at the Kids Safe Zone, who's just kind of like an endless wealth of energy, just giving and giving to those kids. So, you know, we did some complaining, but I think one of the best things about writing this, at least, is being able to kind of stop and slow down and appreciate the people who just give and give tirelessly, expecting nothing back.
And you had, I mean, you had some really interesting categories here. I think the news and media, the Baltimore Living. And it was interesting that, I mean, what actually won here? I was a little taken aback by someone, but that's cool. Did anything shock you?
No, I guess for me it's hard to be shocked because I've been writing about it so long. I think one of the things that we talk about in the opening letter that Brandon Soderbergh and Karen Huppert wrote, is that there's a big discrepancy in kind of the things that we cover and the reactions from our readers. Like, for example, the issue that people said that they were sick of was the Freddie Gray trials. And we were like, well, you know, what does that mean? So that kind of gave us pause a little bit. And we don't know if it was because people were just kind of sick of the systems that kind of led to that happening, if they didn't want to hear about it. So that was an interesting surprise to us.
Yeah, that kind of was I was kind of shocked by that too. And I was shocked by some of the other pieces. Again, the Marilyn Mosby piece. And it's interesting. I think that kind of deserves a kind of deeper look about what all that really means.
Yeah, Marilyn Mosby, I think, is an interesting person. I think it's easy to be very frustrated, and especially because, you know, there were no convictions, and you want to be mad at somebody, but she had a big task that she was taking on. So, you know, we tried to, I think I've been writing about those trials. I think I kind of gave her a hard time in the prosecution, but you also want to look at the other side. So I think that's what we tried to do with that blurb. Although Marilyn got two, she got the one that was for her and what she was trying to do, but we also, she and Nick kind of got it hard.
Well, I do think that she gets a lot of, the attacks on Marilyn Mosby on some levels have something to do with race.
Yes, definitely.
A lot to do with what she, because she didn't win the cases, but she stood up for them like, as nobody has before. And I think she gets, I mean, you can critique that trial and critique the way things were done, which I think we have to do. But I think that some of the attacks on her have been a little bit unseemly.
Yeah.
And that's my read on Marilyn Mosby. So, I mean, and how all that all worked. So I see that... I just want to thank the kind of readers of this paper for giving our radio show, the Mark Steiner Show, Best in Baltimore. I appreciate that from the readers.
That was one of the results that we were happy with.
Yes, we appreciate that here. And the WEA was kind of mentioned twice, which is great. which is a great deal. I mean, I think that because there's some really good radio being produced in this town, between the stuff Aaron Henkin's doing and the stuff the women here at the Rise of Charm City are doing, some really interesting radio that Baltimore can be happy about.
Yes.
You know? So what's coming up next in the city paper? What's the next issue about?
The next issue is, hold on just a second. I believe it is our books issue.
That's right, because the book festival is coming up fun next week.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Yes, book issue. So that'll be coming up. We're wrapping that up. I am working on our. We're doing a review of a diner, and so we're excited about that. We're excited about being done with festival food. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. This is my first year working on it, so I've been a reader, and I kind of didn't really understand how big a task it is. So not to blow our own horn, but I think that our staff does an amazing job with a huge volume of information to organize and sort through and write about.
Yeah, yeah. No. And some of my best restaurants, favorite restaurants, won anyway, which I liked. The Helmand won for Best Middle Eastern, and Best Thai was Thai Roy, which is I love that place. So I love... Yeah. Like seeing that. But we will look forward to seeing what comes out next week and the work you're doing. Lisa McCrea, I'm really happy with the city paper now and doing some great writing. So I appreciate
you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being with us today.
Okay.
Take care. Lisa McCrea, who is a writer and deputy editor of the Baltimore City Paper. And that's what's up in the city paper. Check it out. You can just pop it up in the mailbox anywhere around the city and check out what the readers thought was the best in Baltimore. And on our way out of here, I want to remind you the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by the Maryland State Education Association. From school funding to testing, you can learn about the important issues affecting Maryland students, parents, and schools by visiting the Maryland State Education Association's website at MarylandEducators.org. That's MarylandEducators.org. Or at SteinerShow.org is the banner of the Maryland State Education Association. And reminding you all to tune in from 1 to 4 on Friday as my colleague Sean Yost and others do a broadcast live with WRD in Philadelphia from the Black Legislative Agenda Caucus in Washington, D.C., 1 to 4 p.m. You don't want to miss it. They're going to put together a great production, so you want to be part of that. And thank you all for listening today and being part of the program. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our senior producer is Mark Gunnery. Our producer is Imani Spence. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our intern is Calvin Perry. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. Send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org. The podcast is Steiner Show, and share it with your friends. Visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA. 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.